Now, who are the prophets? The prophets appear in the middle of the Bible, and they had important messages to share. But did you realize the prophets dealt with really hard people, difficult people, typically kings that were unwilling to change? And here's a list. Elijah, God's man, had King Ahab, unwilling to change, not a good king. Let's pick another one. Amos had King Jeroboam, a king that was unwilling to change. The prophet Jeremiah had King Zedekiah, unwilling to change. All the prophets had someone that they were facing that was unwilling to change. Do you have someone in your life that's unwilling to change? Perhaps someone that you'd like to have an intervention with and give them 6 steps to improve their life. Perhaps you want to drop hint after hint about how they need to change. Perhaps you want to offer them perhaps a class in obedience and that sort of thing. Do you have a king, Zedekiah? Do you have a king Manasseh? That's another one. To Isaiah. Do you have a king Jeroboam? Do you have a king Ahab of the house of Omri that was very difficult? 1 Kings chapter 17. The more we come to the realization that there are difficult people in our lives that are unwilling to change, the more we realize we need God's gift of patience. Do you need patience for someone difficult in your life? Raise your hand if you do. Don't hit your wife, please. Don't your husband, don't that. Thirdly, James is suggesting in this text that we need God's gift of patience for God himself. Yikes. Now, where do we get that from in this text? James chapter 5, verse 11 says, "You have heard of the perseverance of Job." Job learned patience with God. We know the story well. Job had a lot of difficulty in life. Job lost his family, the farm, the finances, lost it all. Job experienced all sorts of suffering materially, financially, socially, spiritually. Job's wife asked him to curse God. We all have problems that are difficult. We understand that. But it's taken to another level. When the problems in life come and there's no explanation at all, that's when it gets really difficult. Throughout Job's life, why is his patience so amazing? Job lifts up prayers. Job listens to God. There's silence. God never speaks. You know, sometimes we're like Job. God, where is God? Why don't we have an explanation for the problems that happen to us in our lives? God, where are you? This is why we need patience for God. Anybody need patience for God? We do. Maybe you have something that's unexplained, why it's happening to you in your life. 3 areas of your life, James says, in your life, in your personal relationships, and with God, you need the gift of patience. Dear friends, hear this. God will work it out. God is in control. A text that caught my heart as I was studying this topic of patience this time around is Job chapter 23, verses 8 through 10. Job says this, "I turn to the east to find you, God, you're not there. I turn to the west. You aren't there either. You go and work, God, up in the north, but I don't see you. You turn south, and I don't even catch a glimpse of you. But God, you know my path. And this time of testing will turn into me pure gold." Job chapter 23. In other words, Job didn't understand what God was doing. He couldn't see where God was. But he rested on the truth that God knew where he was and that the difficulties that he was facing, God would work it out. God will work it out. God is in control. You have a doubt about that? Consider the person that wrote this book, James, the author of the New Testament epistle. You know, James is the half-brother of Jesus Christ. Yeah, we've talked about that. But did you know that in his life, he saw his half-brother as someone that God was not working in? Jesus would go to Cana. He would go to different places. James didn't come to the conclusion that Jesus was the Son of God, actually. In fact, Mark 3 tells us that his own family thought that Jesus' own mind, that his mind had gone mad. And so they seized him, the text says. But something changed. James saw the resurrected Jesus. It's not in the Gospels. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul tells us that the half-brother of James, Jesus, appeared to James. What a meeting that must have been. Oh my goodness, can you imagine that? And in that moment, James realized that God can work all things, can work them out. That in God's timing, God will work everything out for good. Dear friends, God is in control of your life. God loves you. God, you may not find God, but God knows your path, like Job. God knows all the twists and turns of your life. So in your life, are there circumstances that are hard? God will work them out. Are there difficult people in your life? God will work those relationships out. Is there something where you don't have an explanation for a hardness or struggle that came in your life? God will work that out. By the way, you probably already know this. Being your pastor, I hear great stories of how patience pays off. You know this, but did you know patience pays off? It really does. There I was in Les Schwab at the tire place, at the tire shop, and at a boiling point, impatient, because there was going to be more of an expense that I wanted to pay. Why was I upset? Well, I was going to have to wait longer and delay our trip up north for a few more minutes, at least half hour, hour, that sort of thing. But then the salesperson came and said that actually it's important to get the tires changed because there was a screw in one of the tires. And he explained, and he wasn't trying to give a sales pitch. He said, if you would have gone 15 miles on I-5, you might have had a blown tire. And that would have caused more expense. And it would have caused it to probably cancel our entire weekend. And what I realized was that I need to be more patient. More patient. God's working things out. I learned in that moment, God is providing, caring. I just need to be more patient. Patient. It pays off. James says, chapter 5, verse 11, we consider those blessed who persevere. The word for persevere can also be translated those who are patient. You will be more joyful. You will have deeper character. You'll get along with your family more. You will also be easier on yourself when you make mistakes. Let's pray about that today. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of patience. And without you, we really can't have it. It's not something we can just try harder to get. How do we know we can have patience? Because you're patient with us. You do not deal with us according to our sin and our mistakes, but you wait so that we can receive forgiveness and your love. Help us to have that same practice of patience in our lives and in our circumstances, in our relationships, and with you. We pray that may be the change that we have in 2025. In Jesus' name, amen.